It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning for you on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple. And of course, wherever you get your podcast from, it is a Thursday morning flying through the week, November the 16th. And I hope it's going well at your end amid the crazy time of the year. And in just a moment, we are taking you to Brisbane. But first, CoreLogic Research, they've got a report out that tells us that recent dynamics have seen an increase in property listings in Sydney and Melbourne, whereas other markets like Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, now they still face limited choices for buyers, leading to heightened competition. And we're going to talk about just how competitive the Brisbane market is in just a moment, and those price surges. Now, this I found pretty interesting. Despite the rise in new listings, property prices have continued to increase in almost every capital city except for Darwin last month for October. Buyer demand has remained strong despite a rise in new listings, with varying trends across different cities. And the price growth slowdown, now it is noted in Sydney, Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide, with Adelaide witnessing the fastest deceleration in growth, which is a little bit surprising because they've really been the darling story of 2023. And then you look at markets like Perth, Adelaide and Brisbane showing prices growing at more than double the historical average pace. So on one hand, this report is saying that the price growth is slowing down for the likes of a Brisbane, but it's also saying that it's growing at more than double the historical average pace. And this morning we are going to Brisbane. We are catching up with Tara Kelly again from Place Real Estate. And good morning, Tara. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thanks for having me on again.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it, in terms of Brisbane showing price growing at more than double the historical average. So with regard to that, high levels of registered bidders. Now, last weekend, I think you had a number of registered bidders.
Yeah, we had a huge weekend last weekend in Brisbane, particularly sort of in that 10K radius. And also auctions, obviously. We're normally averaging sort of 3 to 4 registered bidders over the last 12 months. However, last weekend and after the interest rate rise on Melbourne Cup Day, of course, we saw an average of 7.5 registered bidders per auction, which was huge. I mean, I think we were thinking that it would be quite slow, especially, you know, after the rate rise, and normally it is, but you know, we saw the heat of the November market certainly on.
And what about in terms of the confidence, because you're an auctioneer there in Brisbane, and you can, I think it's fair to say, you can kind of tell the sentiment in a way with the way people are bidding. So is there more of a confidence in the way people are placing their bids? Are you feeling that at the moment?
Absolutely, yes. You know, there's been times where over the last 12 months we've called for an opening bid and there's crickets. However, sort of the last few months, there really has been some purpose in people bidding. And that might be also because people are getting more confident in Brisbane with auction, which is great. I mean, we're definitely behind Sydney and Melbourne with that. The aggression and the confidence and the amount of bids per auction certainly has risen quite substantially.
And of course, last weekend, it was quite hot there in Brisbane. You had somebody faint.
We did have someone faint. It was 34 degrees. It was a 1 o'clock auction. Unfortunately, the excitement got the better of the lady and she fainted mid-auction, which is never good. I do have my first aid certificate. However, someone else got there before me, luckily. So they were able to help the lady and we had plenty of water, cold water to give her, luckily. So she was fine, paused the auction and gave her a seat. So she actually did, the family did continue to bid. They weren't successful. However, we had a bit of a laugh about it at the end, which was always good.
It's probably a really good idea when you go to an auction, particularly in the summer, that you stay hydrated because the body does react. It's always a nervous time, but I don't think there is enough credence given for the way that people feel in an auction in terms of the nerves and the flutters. I mean, this is probably a good point in case. She has fainted, maybe didn't have enough liquids, but there is this pressure, isn't there? And it's real.
Absolutely. I mean, this is often the biggest transaction someone will make in their entire life. So, you know, and we don't take that lightly. And obviously we've got plenty of water and plenty of hydration, but I think at the end of the day, the heart rate, the nerves, the pressure, all can certainly get the better of someone for sure. And especially this Queensland heat, there's fear in that for someone standing there at 1 o'clock on a Saturday.
All right. Well, we'll come back in just a moment. We will continue to talk more property on your Thursday morning with Tara in a moment.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated. Listen to expert perspectives with exclusive real estate conversations and supercharge your knowledge base with us.
Well, we know that the Sydney rental market is extremely tight, but Sydney also has the highest luxury residential rental growth, and that is out of 10 global cities measured by Knight Frank, according to the latest research. Now, the Global Rental Index for Q3 of this year found that Sydney claimed the top spot over the 12 months to the end of September with 18.3%. Sydney's rate of growth was 2.3 times the average across the 10 global markets, and that is a rise of 52 basis points from its 13.1% annual rate of growth in the previous year.
It's the Main Centre Forecast.
And from luxury rentals, let's check on your weather word around the country. And in Sydney today, cloudy skies, expecting some showers to increase and your high of 25 degrees. In Melbourne, it's going to be cloudy and a possibility of one or two showers. 18 is your forecast top. Brisbane, expect the cloudy skies and a 50-50 possibility of some rain. Temperature very hot, 33 today. And in Perth, that is the place to be. Blue skies with sunshine and your high 29 degrees. Well, if you're turning a year older today for November the 16th, happy birthday to you. Diane Krall, the singer, is turning 57. Lisa Bonet, she's turning 54. And Maggie Gyllenhaal is turning 44 today.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey.
It is a Real Estate Thursday around Australia this morning, and time is fast running out for those property deals and negotiations to be squeezed in before the Christmas ham arrives on the dining room table, or perhaps a vegan salad, whichever is your preference. We are back with Tara Kelly there in Brisbane this morning. What do you prefer? Do you prefer a vegan salad or a ham?
I would go the traditional ham every day. Sorry for all those vegans out there.
Yeah, no, the ham is pretty good on Christmas Day, that is for sure. Now, I wanted to raise this one with you, Tara, because I think you've got an affinity with this person. It was reported by PropTrack about this saver Caitlin McMillan, a 21-year-old property investor from Logan. Now, she began saving for a home deposit at the age of just 15 years old and now appreciates being on the property ladder despite recent interest rate increases. And what I wanted to ask you is it takes a fair amount of discipline because, you know, if you're a teenager and you start saving for a property and you bought your first property at 19, there are certain things that you just have to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to spend my money on a massive weekend going nightclubbing because that might cost me $200-300.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and from experience, like you said, I bought my first property at 19 and it takes a huge amount of self-control. I think it certainly comes from for me, it came from my parents and they also did this at a young age. So I think a lot of coaching from them and a lot of support from them was a good thing. Not in the way of money. I purely saved my own money and paid the deposit myself. So I can certainly relate to Caitlin in that, you know, it takes just such a huge amount of self-control. There's a lot of nights where you're sitting at home and your friends are out and you've just got to bite the bullet and think of the future.
Now, we have teenagers that do listen to the podcast for the amount of information that is being given out. So for that teenager that is saving right now, what do you think is the number one sort of thing to say to yourself along the road of saving? If there's a little bit of a gold nugget, Tara, what would you tell yourself at the age of 16 with what you know now?
You know what? I think looking back, there's more fun to be had when you are financially comfortable and you're a little bit older and able to enjoy the nights out. You know, looking back, seeing that you've already got a footprint in the property market, you've got no stress, less stress, knowing that you've got your foot in the door already. And I tell you what, those nights are a lot more enjoyable than when you're sort of 18, 19 and you're going out and you're on a little bit of a path to nowhere.
Well, Caitlin McMillan, the 21-year-old we're talking about, hat tipped to you. She says that her strategic approach involved a six-month search before purchasing, aiming for proximity to the city, ultimately choosing Logan Central due to its booming status and finding a newly renovated property that met her criteria. Well, that's some great information, Tara. How are you winding off for the end of the year? Some people are winding down, but perhaps you're winding up.
Absolutely. We are certainly winding up. There is no turning back until Christmas Eve for us. I think we will work right up until Christmas Eve. It is certainly hot in Brisbane. We've sort of got low stock still. There's not a huge amount of stock, but the buyers are out there and they're absolutely wanting to purchase before Christmas. And I think this will spill over into the new year for sure.
So in terms of your bookings and how you're looking at the start of 2024, pretty busy?
We are. We are really busy, unusually busy for January. Normally that's our quiet period, but the end of January, we've already got 10 bookings booked in for that 31st. So if people are looking ahead and they're wanting to sell their home in 2024, which is excellent for us.
Well, Tara, you are a contributor. You have yourself a fantastic Christmas and the New Year break because we won't talk to you between now and then. We will catch up in 2024.
Excellent. I can't wait. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Your Crumbin areas and your Tugan areas are a little bit more restricted around the development, but there has been a lot of sites sold. There's been a lot of DAs approved, a lot of cranes in the sky, and it looks like we're going to have a huge supply of units over the next kind of 12, 18 months to 2 years.
Brisbane is benefiting from significant interstate migration. this year, approximately 30,000 people have moved from interstate into Queensland.
Our rate of growth is not only the highest in the country, it's still trending up. It's certainly heating up over here, and it's been hot for a couple of years, to be honest, and there's no real end in sight in terms of the supply and demand dynamic.
Many of the top leaders start as civil engineers or architects, for example. There are people who come in from investment banking or more kind of finance backgrounds that do incredibly well. So it can be fairly broad.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.